Welcome to the Success from Scratch Show for your dose of real estate, entrepreneurship, financial literacy, sales and persuasion, and anything success. Nick Ruiz shares his real-world lessons from his 20-plus years of experience as an entrepreneur, real estate investor, and as a house flipper using his trademarked single-family triad formula. Now, here's your host who's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine, The Huffington Post, and is a two-time best-selling author, Nick Ruiz.
So, guys, welcome to the Success from Scratch Show. This is a podcast about money, entrepreneurship, success, real estate. We do a lot of live call-ins on this show if you're new to the show. And it's a conversation. We take calls from the audience. This tech shit with this stuff is killing me. So I'm just
the death of Nick.
It's the death of me. We're trying to make sure we reach people on as many platforms and situations as possible. That's our goal. So we're working with new technology that gets a little complicated. So bear with us as we figure it out. But the bottom line is we're on the podcast here. We're also streaming live on YouTube now, and we're streaming live on Facebook. Okay. I'm going to put this here, by the way, if you don't mind, okay?
That's good. I won't move that. Okay.
Yeah. So we're streaming live on Facebook, Instagram. So Facebook, if you want to experience the show live and be able to possibly put your phone number in for the call-in, you're going to want to go to the most ideal places are facebook.com/alphahomeflipping and then also youtube.com/NickRuiz. And then on Instagram, we're at Alpha Home Flipping. But you cannot hear the whole feed there. That's the issue with that. So just something to keep in mind. If you're on Instagram, you're not going to be able to hear the calls. So we welcome your comments and engagement. Again, welcome to the show. We just figured out a shitload of nonsense tech. So like my brain got really bogged down for a minute. I don't want to deal with this shit. I just don't.
This is true.
Seriously.
Nick is intense when he can't figure shit out.
No, and I don't want to have to figure it out. That's the whole point. I got to talk business and real estate, and everything just needs to work. Tech is like my nemesis. How many times is this going to... That's what I mean. You got that, you know, water bottle, whatever you got to do, boom, 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 to make sure that doesn't fall again.
This guy's messing up.
So anyways, people have been requesting YouTube big time. No, dude. People have been requesting YouTube big time. Big time. They're like, Nick, do this on YouTube. So I do want to encourage people who are on Instagram to bounce over. We're going to expand how to buy infinite amounts of rental properties using none of your own money. A lot of the ways I built my portfolio up in the old days, and even sometimes here in the old days, meaning before my bankruptcy. Those of you got to read my book, Success from Scratch. It's everywhere. It's here. I don't know. Where's the camera? Here, there. You know, I got to figure out where all that is. But I built up a massive portfolio before the crash. Then I filed bankruptcy and bounced back better than ever after the bankruptcy. But there's a way to build a rental portfolio. You guys know I'm a fan of the single family triad that I trademarked and created. Wholesaling, rehabbing and selling, and holding rental properties. And in the last episode, I touched on a topic called the Burr method, people call it. It's I've been doing it forever, but I never called it that. But that's like the lingo, which is buy, rehab, rent, refinance, and then repeat it over and over and over again. So if you have, last episode I talked about if you had liquid cash, how to do it, right? And then you keep getting your money back to do it over and over and over and over again. On this episode, I'm going to show you how to do it if you have $0 in liquid cash and how to continue doing it and how I did it for years, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, mid 2000s, etc. So we got some comments here on YouTube. By the way, if you're on YouTube or you're on Facebook, share the show right now, please. Share it. Share it into your groups, share it into your feed, share this across the board, because the group think is in place. People have already asked questions that people have been thankful for that I took because of the fact that people are asking questions that other people may not even think they need to ask. And that's ultra crucial at this point. You don't know what you don't know. But when enough people are asking the right questions in the same room, answers get answered. So yeah, you're going to want to share this on every platform. And then we're going to take call-ins live on the show. And people are going nuts for that. Before we go, you know what? Let's get into the content. So how do you... By the way, Vidal's on the show too, and you guys have probably heard his voice here and there. By the way, is everything and then okay, huh?
I got some comments here. So Luke Maldonado says, I'd love to hear about the process of how you're explaining subject two and perspective qualified sales.
I was gonna say comment. Subject two, I'm not an expert on. I don't claim to be. I've never done a subject two deal, and I don't do subject two deals for a number of reasons. I just don't do them. So we're gonna leave that one off the table. Okay.
There we go. We got that answered though.
Yeah. So here's how you acquire rental property after rental property, cash flowing rental property after cash flowing rental property without ever pulling money out of your pocket.
How's that?
So what you do is you find a discounted rental property, and you know, you're going to be marketing for motivated sellers, but instead of, you know, maybe wholesaling one or rehabbing one, you're going to buy it, fix it and keep it in your portfolio.
So ideal location to buy a rental property, what would you say is?
In areas where there's a lot of other rentals. Okay.
Okay.
You want to focus on rental areas. I recommend staying out of the core inner city areas, even though I have made fortunes in there and there's insane amounts of cash flow. It comes with a lot of headache and hassle. Okay. I'm not saying don't do it. I just advise against it because it does come with this, a lot of headache and hassle. So you want to go a step or two above like the war zones and the super rough areas.
So not going in straight crack hood. That's good.
Yeah. Like crack houses, every other house. I mean, again, numerically, those are beautiful properties. You buy them for peanuts, rent them out, and there's a huge spread. But again, there's a lot of headache that comes with it.
Absolutely.
So with that being said, you buy a house, and we use the example. We're going to stick with that example last week of let's say you have $60,000 in cash. Last week, I said, pay $50,000 for the rental property, the single family rental, put $10,000 into it.
Right.
And then go refinance your money back out of it. So you buy it for 50, you put 10 into it. You have 60,000 cash into it. And this is for the person with cash.
Episode 50 to be exact.
Yeah. And then what you do is you fix it up, you rent it out for, you know, I know what I did. 50 to buy it, 25 in rehab.
70, 75, I think total. Right around.
Either way. And then, you buy it for 50, you put 25K into it.
Right.
And then you have 75,000 in cash into it.
Right.
And then you get an appraisal. Let's say it appraises for 110 when you're done. You refinance your 75,000 back out of it. It's called a cash out refinance.
Right. Just rehashing what happened.
You go to a local bank and you say, I want to do a cash out refinance. My property's free and clear. So they go out, they send out an appraiser. He appraises it for 110. You know, your 75 is, you know, 70%, let's say loan to value, meaning the amount you want on a mortgage is about 70% of the 110, let's just say.
Okay.
So they'll cut you a check for your 75 grand, and now you have a mortgage on the property. And again, we're just rehashing last week here. Now you have a mortgage on the property for 75,000, which we talked about would be about 700 a month.
Right.
And you'd rent it for 1200 a month.
Yeah.
So you'd make 500 a month.
Cash flow
every month passively.
Right.
And you have your 75 grand back to now go out and do that again on the next single family.
Bingo.
And then you get your 75 grand back and you buy another one. So that same 75 grand can buy you infinite amounts of properties.
Exactly.
But hey, Nick, I don't have 75,000, but I want to build a portfolio infinitely. What do I do?
Here we go. This is the meat.
So what you do is you go to a private money lender or a hard money lender and play it the same way.
Okay.
I talk about finding private and hard money to buy to do fix and flips, right?
Yep.
You buy a house for 150, you need to put 50 into it, and you want to sell it for 250, right? You want to make 50 grand.
Right.
So hey, private lender or hard money lender, I need 200,000, 150 to buy it, 50 to rehab it, and then I'm going to sell it and I'm going to pay you back. So we're doing that same process, except to pay your hard money lender back, we're not selling the property, we're refinancing it with a bank and putting a different loan on it. So then instead of them cutting you the check because you had the cash, now they're just cutting the check to your private or hard money lender.
There you go.
So for the same dollar in amount example, you buy the place for 50 grand and you need 25 grand to remodel it, right? You don't have 75 grand. So you call your private money lender or hard money lender and say, hey, John, hard money lender, I have a rental property. It's going to be worth about 110 when it's done. I need to buy it for 50 and 25 to remodel it. I need 75K total. Okay. You know, so what happens then is you go into it. He gives you the money. He gives you the money for the buy and the remodel, 50 plus 25. He gives you 75K. Mm-hmm. Once you're done remodeling, instead of selling it for 110 to pay him off, again, the usual fix and flip model, mm-hmm. what we do now is we call our local banker, the same way we would do it as if we paid cash for it with our 75K. We call our local banker and we say, hi, I'd like to refinance one of my rental properties. Johnny Banker, I owe 75 on it. It's probably worth around 110. I want to refinance that and put a 30-year fixed mortgage on it. Or if it's a portfolio loan, you know, a five-year ARM, whatever it may be, I want to put a traditional mortgage on the property because I want to hold the property long-term. I'm not trying to get in and get out of it. Okay, great. And then they will refinance it. Mm-hmm. And at closing, the $75,000 check will get cut to your hard money lender plus his fees. Let's say he charged you $4,000 or whatever. $79,000 would go to him. Mm-hmm. So you have a mortgage for $79,000 as an example. Okay.
Right.
You have a mortgage for $79,000, which would still be around the 700 some dollar mark, and you're renting it for $1,200. Now you just bought, fixed up, and rented a cash flowing single family. You just created $500 per month in passive income out of thin air without opening your wallet. Do you understand?
Okay, so now...
So now you can, once that hard money lender gets his 75K back...
Right.
Hey, John. Everyone's John to me. Okay?
Johnny just, on the spot.
You'll learn that. The point is, hey, Johnny lender. Mm. Johnny hard money lender, not Johnny banker. Now, Johnny... Hey, Johnny hard money lender.
Or Sally.
I just found another single family, mm-hmm. and I need another 75 grand.
Right.
I'm going to buy it for 50 and put 25 into it. Let's do this again. So now that same hard money lender wants to make that $4,000 fee again, quote unquote. It's right. obviously an example. Let's just right. say it costs you $4,000. Okay, great. Here's your 75K. You buy it, you fix it, you do the work. Hey, Johnny, local banker, I need to pay off my hard money lender. I need to pay off my mortgage and refinance this and put a traditional mortgage on it. $79,000 gets cut back to the hard money lender, and you have a mortgage for $79,000, which is about that 700 some dollar mark. You rented for $1,200. Now you have $1,000 a month coming in without using any of your own money. This is how I built a massive portfolio fast before the crash.
That's what it sounds
like. I did this nonstop. And once you get in good with your hard money lender, you mm-hmm. could do 2-3 of these at a time, 4 of these at a time, etc. But when you're first starting, you know, you're probably going to have to prove you're going to have to prove yourself and create right. a track record with your hard money lender and do a one at a time. Every few months you do this. But once you get good, you could have a lot of these going on. He may have 5 deals. He may lend you on 5 single families at once.
So
5 of those. Do fix all those up. Now you create $2,500 a month cash flow. I think you guys understand my point.
Yeah.
It's infinite. There is no right. cap on this. That is an infinite scenario for you for monthly income. And obviously we know there's a lot more than monthly income in holding rental properties. There's massive financial benefits with depreciation, appreciation, among many other, you know, wealth creation from it. Okay. I'm not going to get as deep into that right now. We're just talking about the fact that you can create infinite monthly cash flow
right.
and build a portfolio without opening your wallet using that method of buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, okay?
Yeah,
just on
ask
a personal
me. Ask me.
How many of those lenders do you have or do you go through, et cetera, like currently?
What I do doesn't matter. I have a handful of people that give me whatever money I want.
Okay.
But that's because of my track record. So that doesn't, what I do doesn't matter. Start with one.
I hear you.
But you know what I'm saying? I want people to realize people are, hey, Nick, what? No. You get one hard money lender. They're everywhere.
Right.
And then you get another one. The key is to have a couple hard money lenders in your pocket. And then eventually private money lenders in your pocket mm-hmm. where you can call multiple people. I have a handful of people that give me money when I need it. And it's all short-term money. Even if I'm going to hold a property long-term, I only need their money short-term. Okay?
I got you.
Either I'm selling it to pay them off
right.
or I'm refinancing it to pay them off.
I get it.
It's a short-term loan. And it's a healthy return for them. So there's people begging to give their money up to these situations. And there's hard money lenders everywhere.
Okay. Nice. And then I did have a question, but I could ask you a little bit later.
Please do. Go ahead.
Well, this is on a side note, right? Because you just about a deal that you mentioned in episode 50 that you're working on in January to close for like 6 figures. We could talk about that later, but just something I wanted to ask you about.
Okay.
At some point. Just to share... like some of that how that went down or how it's going down.
Which, what are we talking about? The deal
that's going to close for six figures.
Yeah, that's going to close in January. It's right. It's a just a great deal that, you know, when you buy and fix and sell a house, you don't always make six figures.
Right.
This particular one, it's a home run. It's what it is. You know, there's singles, there's doubles, there's triples, and there's home runs. This was a home run. They don't happen that often. But the reason that it's a home run is because I actually went over and above and did some extra huge things to the property and added a lot more square footage and a master suite, et cetera. And that's, you know, it's anything in life. The more work you do, the more you get paid. I decided to do a lot of extra things that I actually didn't forecast when I first bought the place. Okay. But then as it unraveled, I was like, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And the profit margin is a lot more substantial. So I'll make a little over $100,000 on a specific flip. Yes, that's what Vidal's referring to. The point is anybody can do it. But I don't like to get too hyped up on that because then these people all think they're supposed to make $100,000 on a flip. No, seriously. And everyone gets so hyped up about numbers and Lamborghinis and $100,000 flips. The reality is if you make 25 grand on your first flip, you're doing good.
Dude. Big time.
How many people in here with 25 grand changed their life? If someone wrote him a check, you know, John Smith, alpha home flipping follower, never done a deal in his life.
Right.
Here's 25,000 in cash.
Most likely.
Like that's a life changing amount of money for most people.
It's probably what they make half a year, you know?
Correct. Is that a retirement amount of money? Is that the lottery? No. But what it is confirmation that all you got to do is do it again. And guess what? The beauty of learning from me and how I do business and rehabbing and selling and all this is that the way I set up deals where even if you make a shitload of mistakes, you make money. Like, for example, if you made 25 grand, maybe next time you make 32 to 35 and make less mistakes. So while you're new, you're earning. You're learning and you're earning. That's the way I teach people how to do this. In fact, I want to talk about the sponsor of the show, alphahomeflipping.com. Okay, alphahomeflipping.com. That's my hub where I teach people.
Hang on.
Okay, get a little clap
sponsor
in there.
Sponsor of the show is who, Nick?
Alphahomeflipping.com. So this is where you're going to learn how to go from zero to complete financial independence as a real estate entrepreneur and a real estate investor. Okay. I've been doing this over 20 years. Hopefully you read my books, Success from Scratch and my book Flip. But I put people on the map. People that know nothing come to me. And then after they get my materials or get coaching from me or whatever it may be, their whole life has changed. Their whole family's trajectory has changed. And I have testimonials coming out of my ears. I have seven-figure earners that came to me a few years ago knowing nothing about real estate and having zero financial resources. And that's just a plain fact, you know. And a lot of my students are out there talking and, you know, jumping and jiving and having fun and living life. So the point is, you got to put in the work, though. This isn't for crybabies. This is for serious people. So if you're dead serious about changing your entire financial life and becoming financially free, there's two steps we talk about. First, you got to become financially independent, which means you don't need your job and you're a self-reliant entrepreneur. Then now it's about infinite wealth creation. And I teach both and I show people both. So if you're serious, you can book a free call with my team at alphahomeflipping.com. A free call with my team at alphahomeflipping.com. There should be a thing that goes across the screen, but Vidal is going to do that next time. You can book a free call with my team and they will ask you questions and take you from where you are to where you want to go. From where you are to where you want to go. And it's definitely worth doing that. So that's the sponsor of the show. And we've had a lot of beautiful people come out of there. Changed all the way from Long Island to SoCal to everywhere in between. Dallas, Texas, you know, Fort Lauderdale. I don't care where you are.
Heck, NorCal too. Jeez.
Everywhere. All people all over the world. I got UK students up the ass. You know, I got a lot of UK guys that are like, Nick, we want you to fly out here and do like... in-house stuff. Seminars, and that's something I have to visit because that could be cool, you know.
It would be. I hear London's a good place to visit.
So if you're on YouTube, say hi. If you're watching on YouTube, share this, please, and also give us some comments. IG, you're commenting, and then how are we doing on Facebook? I have the screen here now where I can monitor some things.
Let's see. We got some comments here. I don't know if you want me to read some, but what do you think? You can see them. I'll jump over to YouTube. You check out the ones on Facebook.
On Facebook, David Martinez says, how do you purchase from a reluctant seller? You don't. You're looking for motivated sellers, okay? So if they're not motivated, you can't sell them on motivation. There's no salesmanship that will make an unmotivated seller motivated. And the good news is, on the flip side, there's not enough mistakes you can make if you're brand new and trip ups to take a motivated seller and mess up the deal. Meaning they're so motivated, just take this property from me. They're going through divorce. They're filing bankruptcy. The tenants just, they had to just evict the tenants, and it's just nightmares up the ass. Okay. The point is,
anyone can close.
Anybody can close a motivated seller. Yep. The key is lead flow. If you get enough leads, you'll find the motivated sellers. So we're not here to sell people on motivation. We're not here to take someone who really doesn't want to sell and be killer salesmen and convince them to sell. You're literally spinning your wheels and wasting time. Okay. And we don't want to do that. All right. So David, that's the answer to your question there. So what else do we have, Vidal, here for the show?
I got some comments on YouTube. Let's see. Halfway through your book, good content from Shane O'Mac. Eduardo says, Nick, your content is great. And he also says, getting into real estate and I hope to gain my financial freedom.
Okay.
Appreciate that, guys. Keep show some love. Give some likes, shares, comments. Let's blow it up on these social channels.
Okay. So we probably could take a live caller, someone who has not called into the show before. That's probably that segment, right, Vidal?
Yes, sir. Live caller segment. Here we go.
So how do they do that, Vidal?
Well, you're going to want to comment below with your number on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube now. So we're going to be looking for numbers, and we'll let you know right before we call. So I know there's a little lag, a little delay.
Is there? There shouldn't be.
Yeah, there is, because of live streaming. That's just the way, the nature of the beast.
Is it?
Okay. Even with broadcast network streaming, it's just, you know, 3-4 seconds. So I got some more comments. Let's see. All right, I'll read this a little bit later. It's actually a deal breakdown from Shane. I'll read that later, Shane. Okay, no numbers here? Nothing?
Well, part of the problem is we announced that we were going to go live a lot earlier than we did. And yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've been annoyed today. So why don't we wrap up here, okay, for the day? We're gonna end this live stream because there's a lot of people that we're going to be on and are not on because of our announcement glitch and all the technical problems we've had. So I want to sign off from Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. And we will catch you guys soon, and we will start announcing when we're going to live enough in advance so that people have time to get on the show. So please leave a rating and review, guys, in iTunes if you haven't yet. I want to read a recent review here because I think one just came up today. Let's take a look here.
Yeah, I don't think we got a chance to read that one last time, Nick.
Let me just take a look here and see what we got in Apple Podcasts. There could be reviews on other platforms. I don't even know how to find them. Let's see here. Real Estate Dilly gave 5 stars. Nick is the realest dude, just says whatever's on his mind. This is why I love listening to this podcast. Lots of good advice and answers from Nick. It seems he knows almost every aspect of real estate based on the way he answers callers' questions. 5-star. Q&A is where I thrive, guys, because my experience, it is what it is. Like, I just know. I've been through thousands and tens of thousands of unique situations in the real estate business. So there's really no question you can ask me that I don't have the answer to at this point. So anyways, guys, appreciate the ratings and reviews. Appreciate the listens. Please share the show with your friends. We are getting more and more live callers on the show, especially when we're going to announce when we're going to be live so people can plan for it. Because every time we've been live, it's been very random. And, you know, we catch people when we can. So, with that being said, we're going to sign off for today, Vidal.
All right, guys. So that's pretty much it. I wanted to read one comment, a deal breakdown.
But Go ahead. Read it.
So here's a quick deal breakdown. So Shane says, can I get a hard money loan without credit? There's a property I am interested in. It's a single family home, 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 960 square feet, $69,000, and has a tenant currently living in there. So he's asking, can I get a hard money loan without credit? And he's looking at that property. So I can run down those numbers again.
Can you get a hard money loan with no credit? The answer is yes, because hard money lenders don't care about credit. They care about the deal. Show us a discounted deal, and they, you show them a discounted deal, and they will take care of you on giving you the money. Period. Hard money lenders care about the deal. If it's worth 100 and they're lending you 60, they have no risk, because if they confiscate the property from you for default, they have a $100,000 property that they only lent you 60 on. Make sense? So that's the answer to that. And we can get deeper into hard money lenders on a different episode. So that is it. We're going to cut the show a little short today because we kind of had a lot of glitches, and going live was problematic and just a lot of glitches. So we're going to get this more in order for next time. So audio, video, everybody, we will see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Success from Scratch. Make sure to subscribe and feel free to leave us a rating and review. And most importantly, make sure to share this episode with someone who needs to create financial freedom and generational wealth. To continue the conversation, head over to our social channels. Follow us on Instagram at Alpha Home Flipping. On Facebook, find us at facebook.com/AlphaHomeFlipping. And on YouTube, go to youtube.com/NickRuiz. For complimentary courses and real estate resources, go to alphahomeflipping.com.